There is not a spot in this wide country, not even by the altars of God, nor in the shadows of the shaft that tell the imperishable fame and glory of the heroes of the revolution. No, nor in the old Philadelphia Hall, where any colored man may dare to ask the mercy of a white man. Let me stand in that hall and tell the United States Marshal that my father was a revolutionary soldier, that he served under Lafayette and fought through the whole war, and that he always told me that he fought for my freedom as much for his own. And he would sneer at me and clutch me with his bloody fingers and say he had a right to make me a slave. And when I appeal to Congress, they say he has a right to make me a slave. When I appeal to the people, they say he has a right to make me a slave. And when I appeal to Your Honor says he has a right to make me a slave. And if any man, white, black, seeks an investigation of that claim, they make themselves amenable to the pains and penalties of the Fugitive Slave Act. For the black men have no rights which white men are bound to respect. I, going to Wellington with the full knowledge of all this, knew that if any man was taken to Columbus, he was hopelessly gone, no matter whether he has ever been in slavery or not. I knew that I was in the same situation myself, and that by the decision of Your Honor, if any man whatever were to claim me as a slave and seize me, and my brother being a lawyer, should seek to get a writ out of habeas corpus to expose the falsity of the claim, he would be thrust into a prison under one provision of the Fugitive Slave Act law, for interfering with the man claiming to be in pursuit of a fugitive, and I, by the perjury of a solitary wretch, would, by another of its provisions, be helplessly doomed to lifelong bondage without the possibility of escape.